from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
And welcome. If you have made it to this point in the day, it's just after 7 o'clock. You are on your way to the weekend. You have arrived at the weekend, and we have got a great hour ahead for you to give you some fun ideas of how to spend it and perhaps enjoy the ambiance of New York and the surrounding areas a little bit more. Who's my partner in crime on these Friday nights? None other than Lady Christine Nicholas, the First Lady of New York Hospitality, as I like to refer to her all the time. Hello, Christine.
Hello, Kevin McCullough. I like to be called actually your partner in fun, okay?
In fun.
We're trying to cut down the crime in New York City,
right? Can't take the PR girl out of it. even for a joke, we can't even just joke around with it.
I know. Well, Tom Harris will be the first to tell you that crime is down since 1997. We've been having this debate, but okay, we'll take your word for it, you know, T-square.
Okay, that's fine. But what? So that's an interesting idea, though. If the statistics are really that good, then why is the perception so bad?
Yeah.
And that is, you know, when you've got that kind of creeping up with congestion pricing and with, mm-hmm. you know, just the overall inflationary thing that's happened over the last 3 years, like there's just a lot of reasons why people aren't doing what they used to do previously. Right. And We gotta get some serious people doing some serious work on all this. Speaking of serious, how serious were you about the eclipse this week?
Well, I don't know if serious really fits into the equation. We thought it was fun, so much so that I, you know, told the team, you might want to postpone your calls or Zooms at 2 o'clock because we're going to go to Bryant Park. There, AB in the studio has her. She has her glasses.
Now, did you get those? Are those the certified glasses? They're not the cheapies that were being sold on eBay or whatever? Because evidently there was
a massive... Only the best for Team NLC.
There was a massive scam going on, and people were sending out... They were sending out these supposed glasses that were supposed to be safe for the eclipse. And really what they were was like old 3D stuff that theaters had thrown out or whatever. And like, you're going to blind people doing that. Like, that's not good.
That's a scary thing. No, we got the glasses, and without the glasses, you really didn't know that anything was going on. You really couldn't tell.
Right.
Other than it got dark.
It got kind of shady.
Like it was cloudy. It looked shady. And the fun part was really, you know, there were so many crowds outside. If you can imagine 42nd Street, all the office towers right on 6th Avenue and 42nd moving towards Times Square, wherever they can glimpse a shot of the sun, there were hundreds and hundreds of people, business people that came out of their offices, you know, wearing those glasses, looking up, and everybody laughing and talking to strangers. And I think it was one of those unifying moments for New York that really only works when you're amongst so many people that you made friends. We made friends sitting in Bryant Park with, you know, these two very nice women and only one pair of glasses. So we gave them an extra pair that we had.
Oh, nice.
And all of a sudden we became their friends. It was, you know, it's almost like, you know, Simon and Garfunkel concert. In fact, we're going to have Adrian Beneby on later today. And that is one of my fondest memories of Central Park when he was Parks Commissioner, is bringing the Simon and Garfunkel concert back.
Oh, the one that they turned into the live album?
The second one. The remake.
Okay.
The live album was before his time. But anyway.
That was a crazy good album, though.
It was. So where were you, Kevin McCullough?
Well, it was so I was busy picking the kids up from mm-hmm. school, and the optimal time for exactly where our location was supposed to be 3:23. Like, it was starting in the 2 o'clock hour, it was going to go into the 4 o'clock hour, but if you wanted to see the maximum coverage of what it was going to actually because we didn't have, you know, totality anywhere near us. And so we, my bride and I got in the car, we got the kids, we're all standing out next to the expedition looking up with the glasses on, and they had a good time. And then it was over and everybody was like, okay, big deal, back to work. That was it. Yeah. All that we had built it up for, especially kind of in the aftermath of the earthquakes, like, you know, you had had this kind of like, you know, oh, all of these things were going to happen at the same time. And by the end of the week, it's New York. We're just back on it.
Back to the grind. No, it was fun. And I think it'll be a fun memory. And, you know, the press was saying, oh, well, you're never going to have this opportunity to see another eclipse until 2076 or so. And then right afterwards, you know, I come back to the office, I put on New York One, and they're like, and if you want to see another eclipse, you just have to go to Europe in 2026. I'm like, what? Like, oh, so if I really wanted to see another eclipse, I can go somewhere else.
Yeah, there would be one appearing. Well, yeah. My 14-year-old came into me in the kitchen this morning, and he goes, Dad, he goes, you know there's eclipses all the time, right? He goes, all you have to do is be in the ocean. Because most of the time, they just hit over water where we can't see them. But, like, they happen all the time. I'm like, huh,
so smart.
I hadn't thought about that. But if you think the upward pattern that it came, you know, from Mexico through Texas, all the way up through Maine, you know, kind of that arc that it was going on, that's the direction they all go. And if you're over the Pacific or the Atlantic, nobody's ever going to know. It's just going to happen. And you're so what? So that's that.
Well, some people were looking at it as a spiritual experience. And what I will say about that, Kevin McCullough, if you really do want a fun spiritual experience, we had the opportunity, our friends at Nicholas and Lentz were hosted by the Cathedral of St. John the Divine for a vertical tour. And a vertical tour is a tour of the largest cathedral in the world. Okay, it is on the Upper West Side, right near Columbia University, 1047 Amsterdam Avenue. But you take a tour, you have to sign up for it in advance, and you go up 14 stories high, and you go in these tiny little, you know, like Gothic stairwells. You could swear that, you know, it was...
You're going to see the Hunchback pop out at any time.
I was waiting for somebody. And then you go out onto the buttress, you go outside, you can see a beautiful view of Lower Manhattan from there.
Oh, wow.
It really is spectacular. I never saw it before. I've been to the cathedral many times, especially for the blessing of the animals, which, you know, we've taken our animals. But this is something very special. So, folks, if you do want to get that spiritual, educational, and a little bit physical, you should check out the vertical tour at Cathedral of St. John the Divine.
Where would they go for that information?
Oh, they just have to go to the website, which is St. John Divine, and it's D-I-V-I-N-E, stjohndivine.org.
Yeah, truly, truly divine.
Truly divine.
Well, we've got a very interesting show coming up. It's going to be, well, it's not going to be. I keep saying it's going to be. I've been saying it's going to be for a while. We are in spring, and it may not have felt like it completely, but we've got some very fun things to talk about tonight. Attractions coming to the Bronx Zoo and the Brooklyn Botanic Garden, and special guests will be chatting with us about all of that. And, you know, last week with the... all the baseball talk. I for whatever reason, I got emails and text messages from people that, you know, are tangentially know about the show and stuff, but they've never told me that they listen all the time. But they were like, that's one of the best shows you guys have ever done on Radio Night Live. And I thought, huh. So make sure you pass that on to Marty and
I will. Yep.
The gang. Because we want to make sure.
Marty and Tracy Nifrin and Marty Appel. Famous New York top Met fan, top Yankee fan. I will certainly share.
And I haven't even looked to see what the ratings have been. I mean, rankings have been since then. But have we? I guess the Yankees are still doing good. They're 10-3.
Yep.
And let's see where the Mets.
Well, the Mets. It's hard to fall from the floor. So
yeah, they're they're right in the middle of their division. They're 5-7.
Right. So they're doing better than they were.
Yeah, they're a little bit. They're just slightly, you know, a few games back, and it's a long season. And my Rangers are holding on to first place in their division.
All right, there you go.
Where it'll be. It is a long season. There's lots of baseball yet to come, and there's lots of Radio Night Live yet to come. Stay here.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. They are having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. My pillow sandals, $25. The six-pack towel set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium My Pillows with all new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer will not last long, so order now. Go to mypillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code Joe P.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at besthotgrill.com.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel. Home to the biggest shows on TV, like Dennis Prager, weekdays at noon Eastern, followed by Jay and Jordan Seculo at 2. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
How did Joe Piscopo start your morning?
We do 4 hours a day. It's live radio. Everybody's listening to AM because you can only get the truth at AM radio. We're 4 hours of live radio. And that's you virtually, roughly, and sometimes more, sometimes three guests an hour, sometimes more. We're working it.
Listen to Joe Piscopo, weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer. Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970. The Answer.
What a little moonlight can do.
It's Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Ooh, all right, welcome back. It's Radio Night Live. It's the Fun Friday edition, and that means that we are, I don't know, Christine, we're starting to stretch our legs and get into that time of spring. And it's been kind of, you know, the weather's been, I don't know if I want it to be spring yet or not. And it's kind of like had a tough time making up its mind, but we're here. We may as well just embrace it and run with it.
Right. One way to celebrate the spring, of course, is to go to the Brooklyn Botanic Garden, one of our favorite places. We have hosted Adrian Benepe, who heads up the garden. Now I think this is his fourth appearance on Radio Night Live, and he's got some news to share with our listeners. So welcome back, Adrian Benepe, former commissioner of New York City Parks. That's how we got to know each other. Such a respected gentleman in the parks and outdoor community. He is a friend of the trees. Welcome back, Adrian.
I I was referred to by a reporter as the Lorax of Brooklyn. I speak for the trees.
Oh, so that's the Seussian reference. I was going to go Tolkien and ask if you were an Ent.
We do have a tree that I call an Ent. It's the it's this marvelous tree that has, it looks like a giant elephant. I will say, speaking on behalf of cool, rainy springs, the flowers love it. We've had a very long, extended spring. You know, the thing you don't really want is 380-degree days in a row in early spring, because everything blooms and it's done. Or you could have everything bloom, like all the magnolias out here looking out my window, and then you get a hard freeze and they all turn brown and fall off. So you kind of want a long, cool spring. Is very, not so great necessarily for getting the maximum visitors, but really, really good for extended bloom. So we've still got daffodils blooming 5 weeks after they started, which is a very long season.
Wow.
And our early cherries are still blooming, and they've been blooming for about 3 or 4 weeks. And we've still got about 2 weeks to go before peak bloom for the big cherry show, the 200 Kanzan cherries on Cherry Esplanade. But they should be blooming just in time for, drumroll, Hanami Nights.
And what is Hanami Nights? Adrian Benepi from the Brooklyn.
I want to know, what is Hanami Nights?
What is a Hanami Nights? I can't even say it.
Hanami Nights.
Sounds like, okay, a character from Shogun, which is, you know, well, had a revival this year.
As it should, because the Hanami Nights are the nights where, traditionally in Japan, there's a great worship of cherry trees. The cherry tree season is a very big deal in Japan. And in the evening, they go out, and some places the cherry trees are illuminated, and they have picnics under the trees. So we're trying to replicate that Japanese experience right here in Brooklyn, where for three nights, the April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, we're inviting people to come to Brooklyn in the evening, sit under illuminated cherry trees, and partake in delicious Japanese fare. We'll have a whole Japanese menu, Japanese drinks, sake and Japanese beer and special cocktails, and Japanese performers, and a bonsai exhibition indoor at a visitor center, and origami workshops. So we're really going full Japanese here for three nights for Hanami Nights.
Where are you bringing your sushi chefs in from?
So we have a local Japanese Sunrise Market, which is a part of this big sort of Japan town and industry city. If you haven't been, you must go, where they have Japanese restaurants and grocery stores. And there's a whole Japanese experience at industry city. So Sunrise Market is providing this whole menu of bento boxes and all kinds of, you know, wonderful Japanese fare, and, you know, working with our in-house caterers. So we have our in-house caterers are a combination of restaurant associates and Danny Meyer's Union Square Events, who are also preparing Japanese themed food. So it's going to be a great three nights. It's a special ticket that you have to buy in advance. We're getting close to being sold out. We're selling about 2,500 tickets a night. So if you'd like to come, I urge you to go to our website, bbg.org/Hanami, H-A-N-A-M-I. Don't miss the Hanami Nights.
Okay, and I see the tickets are $35 for adults and $17 for children. I'm just curious, Adrian, how did you come up with the actual dates? Are you predicting when they'll be in bloom? Because I notice it's on a Tuesday,
Wednesday, Thursday.
Thursday, which is in the middle of the week.
Well, so for three reasons. One is that's when we think there'll be the fullest bloom. It's going to be a big bloom. Two, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are the nights that we stay open the latest. So we are open 12 hours during this peak season from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. just to accommodate the crush. Weekends, we can't stay open that late because we also have a big wedding business. We have two venues that have weddings, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. So we have to kind of gently usher the visiting day crides out so the weddings can have the place of themselves in the evenings.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So it's going to be open until 8:30, according to your website here, Tuesday, April 23rd. Yeah. Through Thursday, April 25th, 5 to 8:30, is for the special ticketed event.
Yes, with also wonderful live dancing. We've had some great Japanese traditional dancing with a crowd participation component where they taught people Japanese dances. It was really magical because the cherries are illuminated. All of these colors and the Japanese music. And you know, when you're in the middle of the garden, you don't see tall buildings around you. So you have this feeling of being an infinite open landscape. And we had a little bit of that. We opened the place up on Monday for the eclipse. Mm-hmm. Normally we're closed Mondays. And we said, we're throwing the gates open and it's open for free. And 10,000 people showed up and watched the eclipse.
Wow. Adrian, just fill us in. When did the Brooklyn Botanic Garden get these cherry trees from Japan? Was this part of, you know, post-World War II when the Japanese were, they were donating trees to Washington, D.C.? And
yeah, that was actually pre-World War I.
Ah, okay.
I think the first big donation of Japanese cherry trees to Washington, New York, maybe Boston, Philly, came just as Japan was really opening up economically and wanted to promote itself, was attending world's fairs and promoting Japanese culture. So it was around 1912, some of those old cherry trees that you see on the east side of the reservoir in Central Park and some of the oldest cherry trees in, you know, the Ellipse in Washington, D.C. date back more than 100 years, wow. 110 years to that initial Japanese gift. Now, that's a very long life for a cherry tree. Normally, they live 50 to maybe 80 years. So those really big old gnarly ones along the east side of the reservoir in Central Park date back to that vintage. Ours, we may have one from that age, but that was 2 years after we opened. We think our earliest cherry trees are from like 1920, 21, thereabouts. And we have some very grand old, I call them the grand dames. They are leaning on crutches. They're so old, they have, we have had to pay wooden crutches for them to lean on. So if you come to Cherry Esplanade, you'll see some of our grand dame cherry trees who lean on crutches. And they're just beautiful and classy, sort of like great venerable movie stars of our tree collection. And we've had, you know, we have an unusually deep and rich Japanese collection here for a reason which is not clear to me, because unlike, say, Los Angeles or San Francisco, there isn't a large Japanese American population in New York City. There is one, but it's much smaller. But we have the Japanese Hill and Pond Garden, our main sort of feature, with the beautiful pond surrounded by Japanese landscape. That dates back to 1914, designed by a Japanese American here. We have our collection of Japanese flowering cherry trees and Cherry Esplanade. We have one of the finest bonsai collections in North America. And then a very recent gift, a 9/11 memorial gift from a prefecture in South Japan of Japanese flowering peonies, of these tree peonies, which are spectacular. So we have four very important Japanese collections, kind of an outsized Japanese presence in a way that's kind of unique to this garden, more so than any, and then almost any garden in America. And so as a result, a lot of the Japanese population, the Asian population of the New York area, very strongly in New Jersey and some of the suburbs, comes to see when we're in full flower. So we're a very big destination for the Japanese people who live here permanently and the expats who are part of the business and diplomatic community.
Very, very cool, Adrian Benepy. More information is at bbg.org, bbg.org/Hanami. And again, tickets for adults, $35, $17 for kids. One more time, bbg.org. Coming right back, it's Radio Night Live. Stay here.
Thank you.
Keith Peters reporting. U.S. stocks fell sharply following a mixed start to earnings reporting season. The S&P 500 sank 1.5% Friday, the Dow dropped 1.2%, and the Nasdaq Composite fell 1.6% from its record. Worries about tensions in the Middle East rattled financial markets, and Treasury yields fell as investors looked for safer places for their money. Authorities say a Texas semi-trailer driver rammed a stolen 18-wheeler through the front of a public safety building where his renewal for a commercial driver's license had been rejected, killing one person and injuring 13 others. The intentional crash into the single-story brick building in a rural town outside of Houston Friday left debris in its wake. The Dow was down by 475 points. More at srnnews.com.
Want more AM 970 The Answer? Take us on the go with our Listen Live feature at am970theanswer.com or download our AM 970 The Answer app today. Just go to the iPhone App Store or Google Play Store and search AM 970 The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for PragerTopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka here, inviting you to join me and Mike Gallagher on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this 4th of July weekend. Reserve your cabin today. Call 855-565-5519 or book online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We normally come to you at this time each year here on this radio station to ask you to help us to feed a growing list of children who do not have enough to eat. Anitra Parmali is with us from Food for the Poor. How does it work, Anitra?
It works because of you. Food for the Poor has been working in 17 countries throughout the Caribbean and Latin America. These are countries that have been designated as those most in need. We're talking about families identified by community leaders. These are families that are teetering on the brink of destruction and a lack of life. These have already been identified, but into that darkness, into that despair, we invite you to step with your generous gift. Food for the Poor is nothing more than a bridge between your generosity and the needs of families like the father who sets out this morning. He'll walk 2-3 miles because he's heard a rumor that somebody has food for him. Your gift is the reason a Food for the Poor volunteer is going to be able to tell him, here's food, not just for today, but for a year.
And imagine being that father for just a second, friend. How humiliating is it to know that you don't have the ability to give food to your children? Of all of the things that you grow up and you want to do as a father, supplying their basic needs is first and foremost. And yet, because of the generosity of you and a matching gift that's in effect right now, in fact, for the next 5 minutes, if you call, every dollar you give will be matched in its impact. So you will be able to feed twice as many children right now. Normally, $80 would feed one child for a full year. But if you give it right now, it's going to feed two kids. Will you go and make the difference? 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673, or go to am970theanswer.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back. It's the Fun Friday edition of Radio Night Live. So glad to have you with us. And Christine, we've been doing the show long enough now that we have friends who like to come by on an almost annual basis, and our next one falls into that category.
Yep, we're very happy to welcome back John Calvelli, the Executive Vice President of Public Affairs at the Wildlife Conservation Society, which we all know as the Bronx Zoo. They've got so much going on coming up. But first and foremost, can we wish you a very happy early 125th birthday, John?
And John,
Calvelli,
you don't look that old. Seriously.
Don't look that old.
Not even half that.
You know what? And that's why I love coming on this show. It's that reaffirmation that I get from Kevin and Christine. Thank you. More importantly, that I'm considered a friend and a friend of the show, because love the show and you do great work. And it gives us an opportunity to talk about some of the great things that are going on in New York. And of course, for me personally, whenever we think about great things, we think of the Wildlife Conservation Society and the Bronx Zoo.
That's absolutely
so 125 right. years, that is that's a milestone by any stretch. I mean, there are parts of, you know, the city that are, you know, not even half that old. So what's the most significant thing in your mind as you approach this milestone?
I'm glad you asked the question. I mean, you think back to New York City in 1899, right? And we were founded in 1895, then found the land and the building, and the it actually opened in 1899, and we were at the precipice of a different city. Like, New York was becoming this metropolis. Greater New York was founded. The Bronx was now going to be part of New York City. And as New Yorkers thought about where they wanted to be in the next century and beyond, they wanted to have a great zoo, a great museum, a great garden. And we were that expression of that progressive era, right? This idea that we wanted to have the best. And of course, we're New Yorkers, so we're completely biased, and I think we do. And for me, the Bronx Zoo really represents so many things. It's an important cultural institution in New York. It's an educational institution, but also We're the largest employer of youth in the borough of the Bronx. We are one of the largest providers of STEM internships and STEM opportunities for young people throughout the city of New York. And it's a great place for people to come with their families, right? And on top of all of that, that would be enough. We are also one of those incredible conservation organizations that are going out around the world and helping to protect wildlife and wild places. And we're going to be celebrating all of that starting on April 18th at 11 a.m., where we will have a press conference to welcome elected officials past and present, and really to open up a new walking trail called Animal Chronicles.
Wow.
And it's a trail within the actual confines of the zoo. Yep. Tell us more about that.
It's in the northwest corner of the Bronx Zoo. And basically, it's going to be opening to the public April 20th, and it's going to run through September 2nd. So very much a small window to come and see it. It's basically an immersive walking trail. It'll have 68 eco-sculptures displayed in 13 scenes, and each scene along the trail helps to tell the story of how the Bronx Zoo became a leader in caring for animals. So we're basically telling our story through these eco sculptures that have been created by hand. I mean, they are magnificent and spectacular to see, but each has a story. So one that I'm very passionate about is the work that we did to save the buffalo from extinction. There were 30 million buffalo. They were hunted down to 21 in the wild. The Bronx Zoo bred them, and then we released them back into the wild. And therefore, I always love telling it, if you go to many of these federal reserves and they have an attitude, it's because they're originally from the Bronx. So therefore, that's why when you get up to a buffalo up close, you're like, wait a minute, that's us. It's us Bronxites. It's us New Yorkers. So we have 15 sculptures of bison, of buffalo. Bison's the scientific name. Buffalo is what we all call them. Why 15? Well, that was the first group of buffalo that we sent to Oklahoma in 1907. So you're going to see incredible sculptures, works of art, but works of art that really tell a story.
Hmm. And is that an added ticket or is that included?
No.
So that comes with the price of admission. That's pretty great.
It'll be fun. It'll be something that I think people will really, really enjoy. And it'll be a lovely walk. It's on that same path where dinos were many years ago. So it should be a really, really lovely experience. And then the weekend celebrations, they're going to be spread out throughout the park on select days through April through September. There'll be parades. There's going to be music and dance performances, crafts, wild theater. I mean, it's just going to, we really want to celebrate because for New York, like so many other great cultural institutions, we just want to say, hey, let's take a moment to celebrate the greatness of New York and what we've been able to accomplish over the last 125 years.
Wow.
We're coming right back. John, hold that thought. We're coming right back with John Calvelli of the Wildlife Conservation Society and the Bronx Zoo. She's Christine. I'm Kevin. Stay here.
ShouCow Inc. is currently hiring for a purchasing agent in New York, New York. Review and track the status of purchase contracts and orders for a commercial and residential furniture company based on key business criteria and product specifications. Salary is $72,384 annually, requires 3 years' experience as a purchasing agent, procurement coordinator, contract manager, or related position. Experience coordinating supplier relationships and conducting contract negotiations, procurement activities including tracking orders, contract status and inventory, and preparing procurement plans, as well as experience in cost analysis for procurement or purchasing activities. Mail resume to HR, ShouCow Inc., 144 West 18th Street, New York, New York, 10011. Again, ShouCow Inc. is currently hiring for a purchasing agent in New York, New York. Mail resume to HR, ShouCow Inc., 144 West 18th Street, New York, New York, 10011.
Hi, this is Judge Kamens, a partner at Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, and where Arthur Idala of the Arthur Idala Power Hour works at his 24/7 day job. In 2014, I retired from the bench to join ABK, which is a full-service, preeminent boutique firm that has been helping New Yorkers when legal problems arise. ABK is uniquely qualified to assist New Yorkers who have a wide range of legal problems, from personal injury claims and civil litigation to criminal defense and trusts and estates. I personally work on appellate matters, attorney disciplinary matters, and complex legal issues with a dedicated group of attorneys who provide a team approach to each case. There is no legal problem too big or small for this talented and hardworking legal team. So when you think of the Idala Power Hour, also keep in mind ABK, the Power Legal Firm.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Charlie Kirk sees another reach from the White House.
The Biden administration is proposing a sweeping initiative to slash student debt for nearly 30 million Americans. The proposal marks a major new White House effort to appeal to progressive and younger voters. What is this actually what Joe Biden is doing? This is naked bribery.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekday afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
And we're back. It's Radio Night Live. It's the Fun Friday, and we're talking zoo and wildlife conservation and fun stuff with John Calvelli. His fourth appearance. SNL has the five-timers jacket. You get the four-timers jacket on Radio Night Live.
Kevin, I'm looking for the mug. When do I get that? I want the
Wait, a mug? You already have a mug. I'm looking at it.
I'm looking at your mug, and it's not pretty.
There we go.
Couldn't help it.
Couldn't help it as well. It's like Abbott and Costello.
But there's a couple of other things that, you've got a really busy schedule in front of you for the next little bit. So what else is up?
Yes. Well, we've got, again, all kind of themed around 125 and the work that we're doing. April 27th. Saturday, April 27th, we're going to be having our 16th annual WCS Run for the Wild. The only thing that scares me about that number is that I was there for the first Run for the Wild and was instrumental in helping get this thing started. And it's just exciting to see that it's taken off. And what we do is it's a 5K run and a 3K walk. So that depending on where you are, and for me, it's kind of a more of a 1K crawl. But, you know, we all try to participate in our own way. Family, friends, you come with the family, enjoy the park before it opens. And what you're going to do is you get to do the 5K through the Bronx Zoo. So you're actually running through the zoo. And the monies that you raise are going to help protect wildlife and wild places around the world and here in the Bronx as well and across the city. And what's really exciting is every year we actually have a different species that we highlight. You know, just kind of promoting. Right. And the one that we're promoting this year are snow leopards.
Mm.
And so the t-shirt will have the snow leopards. I have the lemur t-shirt. I went 2 years ago and it was the lemur. And I think we were the NLC lemurs. So, we had our whole team out there. It was a lot of fun. How can people sign up for it? And there's still registration available?
Still registration, bronxzoo.com. You will find it there. What's exciting is really that it, when you come, it is, you have the whole experience, and you come afterwards, you're able to hang out in the zoo all day with your family and friends. It pretty much includes all day access to the Bronx Zoo, the rides, the attractions, and parking. And as you can well imagine, as we get into springtime, it gets really hard to get parking because we're so busy. But if you're coming early and doing the fun run or the walk, you're able to kind of be in the park early and enjoy it the whole day.
No, that's very cool.
Yeah, we're very, I got to tell you, and we've used the run to really tell the story. Like, for example, last segment, we talked a little bit about Buffalo and the work we did there. Well, Snow Leopard's another great example of the work that we've done. We've been helping to breed snow leopards here at the Bronx Zoo since the early 1900s. And it's always important because many of these species, there are very few left in the wild. We want to make sure that there's a population that if we have to go back into the wild, we know that we have them. And one of our snow leopards was a gift of the government of Pakistan, actually, that we helped save. The mother had been killed, and this Leo, we ended up calling him Leo. Leo was able to come and become a resident of New York. So it's an exciting story of saving the species, that this animal that would have unfortunately been lost. And that's part of what we do as well at the Bronx Zoo.
Oh, it's fantastic. And I also noticed on your website, after the post run, you have a bunch of activities. You've got face painting for the kids, games. You've got a birthday celebration for the 125th at the Crane Cafe. So, so much to do. Also, you've got a great way of ushering in the summer on June 21st, which, tell us about that.
let me start with this, Christine. I appreciate you giving me kind of the plug there to go into this next event. But I think what's really important to understand is that the Wildlife Conservation Society, the Bronx Zoo, our headquarters, we want to make sure that we're getting kids from 8 to 80, right? That everyone feels connected. So if you're a runner, or you like that physical activity, then you got to come to look at the Run for the Wild, participate in that on April 27th. If you want to come and learn a little bit and take a nice leisurely stroll through the park and learn about these eco sculptures and learn what we've done, the animals we've saved, you come for the trail that we're creating called Animal Chronicles. If you like beer,
Kevin's perking up right now.
You come to brew at the zoo. I mean, that's you kind of cover all the bases, Christine. If you're over 21, I want to be very clear, 21 plus, and you want to come after hours. So you've got the Run for the Wild before the zoo opens. The kids will love that. If you want to come after the zoo closes, you do brew at the zoo. Live music, dancing, trivia, food, kind of wildlife, 100+ varieties of beer, wine, cider, and more. So you are, 125 years, 100+ varieties of our favorite imbibing materials.
Do not try them all, Kevin. You do not have to try them all. We will hold you back.
I'm not even that much of a beer guy. Like, I'll have a good beer, but I'm a cocktail guy. I like the I like the mixed drinks.
Well, the bottom line is, Kevin, we want you to come up to brew, experience what it means to enjoy a good cider.
Oh, I've enjoyed a brew at the zoo. I'm not complaining. I like the fact that's a very attractive option at the Bronx Zoo. But yeah.
It's very funny. You kind of, you threw that out there, Christine, and I was a little worried the way you put, you just kind of threw that. I just want to make sure that people understand that the Bronx Zoo has something for everybody. Depending on where you are, what stage of your life you're in, we got you covered.
Now, for Brew at the Zoo, though, it is a ticketed event.
Yes.
And does it sell out, or can you just go up and buy tickets, or do you have to buy tickets in advance?
I would strongly suggest buying tickets in advance. I think that is the best way. We have sold out. We want to make sure that we know the number so that we're covered, right? So please, by all means, come to thebronxzoo.com and learn a bit more. You'll get more information, but candidly, it's just a fun time. It's really, really fun. And it's one of those quintessential New York City experiences, right?
And you picked the longest day of the year to celebrate. June 21st. Is that always, does it always take place on summer solstice? No, it's a Friday. So
I think we got lucky, but it's always in June. I mean, we always want, it's always during the month of June. It's really kind of getting people ready for the summer. And telling them that they shouldn't forget the Bronx Zoo just because it's summer and they may be going other places. Come back to the mainland. Come back to the Bronx.
All right. It's bronxzoo.com, all one word, BRONXZOO, bronxzoo.com. And you can get all the information on all this fun and more. John Calvelli, thank you so much.
Kevin, Christine, always a pleasure to spend some time with you on a Friday, and look forward to seeing you at our events.
Indeed.
We'll be there.
All right. Coming right back from New York, it's Radio Night Live.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Conversations with Joan focuses on topics that are important to your life. Every Sunday night, some of the world's most inspirational and influential people join me to discuss health and wellness, professional development, and personal well-being. They share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive and live your best life now. Take time for yourself. Tune into Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, be sure to visit our website so you can listen on demand. And while you're there, read our digital magazine and take part in our book club. Visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
Associate Credit and Portfolio Management, Energy, Resources, and Infrastructure for BNP Paribas in New York, New York, to originate, execute, manage, and monitor transactions in the energy, resources, and infrastructure space. Requires bachelor's degree in business, finance, operations, industrial engineering, related field or foreign education equivalent, plus 2 years experience as an associate or related occupation in international, commercial, or investment banking with a focus on trade, financial analysis, or corporate coverage. Will also accept a master's as indicated above and no experience. Salary $155,000 per year. Email resume and cover letter with job code S672 in subject to careers at americas.bnpparibas.com. BNP Paribas is an equal opportunity employer fully committed to workplace diversity. Again, email resume and cover letter with job code S672 in subject to careers at americas.bnpparibas.com.
You know, the boys this summer are back at it, and Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey means it's time for their Grand Slam event. Our friend Alex Kinsella is a big baseball fan. He's celebrating the season with the best offers of the year, like zero down leases on all your favorite Toyota models. 1.99% APR financing for up to 72 months. At Route 22 Toyota, they're offering unbelievable lease deals starting at just $79 a month on some of your favorite Toyota models. Call them today, 973-705-8905, and have Alex's team show you how easy it is to get into a new Toyota during their Grand Slam event. Again, that's 973-705-8905. You speak with someone from Route 22 Toyota about your favorite Toyota model. And remember, everybody drives thanks to their goal for 100% credit approval during their Grand Slam event from Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. Tell them Joe sent you.
Offers end April 30th, subject to primary lender approval. Leasing and financing on select new Toyota models through TFS. Not all buyers will qualify. Call or visit Route 22 Toyota. Toyota.com for details.
Brandon Tatum, weeknights at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM 970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back. Final few minutes of the Fun Friday edition, the week that Orenthal Julius Simpson is no longer with us.
Huh.
I had to work it in somewhere, Christine. You knew we were going.
Yeah, I know. Well, look, it's a shame, but
On a more positive note, a very positive person is being celebrated this weekend.
Indeed, Jackie Robinson weekend, folks. So if you want to learn more about such an amazing hero, a role model, this will mark the 77th anniversary of the breaking of the color barrier when Jackie Robinson became a professional baseball player in 1955. 77 is a very symbolic number for many people, and I believe that this is why they are showcasing this. The museum will be showing films, conducting guided tours, and art activities for the Jackie Robinson Day, which is going to be Saturday, April 13th, located downtown at 75 Varick Street. Admission is free for that day, and if you want to learn more, just go to JackieRobinsonMuseum.org. On Sunday, you can head uptown. Jackie Robinson Park in Harlem will be hosting the third annual Jackie Robinson Day Festival. It's another free family event, and it'll have some baseball clinics, some games, arts and crafts, live music. So you can go to nycgovparks.org. So this is going to be on the city website. This is something that the city is supporting. So really, really terrific. I also want to thank our guest tonight, Adrian Benepe, talking about the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens.
Yeah, in Brooklyn, yeah.
The Hanami Nights. So you can get your tickets to celebrate the cherry esplanade, the cherry blossoms, which is going to be terrific. Three nights. It's bbg.org/Hanami, H-A-N-A-M-I, for more information. And also John Calvelli from the Bronx Zoo. So many things going on. The primate conservation, $10 off the wild run. There's just so much with the 125th anniversary and so anyway, if you go on the Bronx Zoo website, which is bronxzoo.com, very easy to remember, you will see everything that's there. You can buy your tickets if you're 21 and over for Brew at the Zoo. Plan it in advance. That's on June 21st. And also the run is at the end of April. Also want to just, if you love flowers like I do, it's the Tulip Festival 2024. Over 15,000 tulips will fill the Westside Community Garden for their annual festival. It'll take place daily this weekend, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Through early May. You can find it. It's a bit of a tucked away garden at 123 West 89th Street between Amsterdam and Columbus Avenue, but it is worth the search. So check it out this weekend. For more information, go to westsidecommunitygarden.org. And that's just some of the tips. If you want more, just go on nyctourism.com for more. And we're going to talk next week about their baseball week that they've got coming up.
Which, oh, nice. Are Yankees or Mets either one home this weekend?
Oh, gosh, you had to ask that question.
If people want to know that, just go on MLB.com and you'll find out who's playing where. That's an easy answer. All right, Christine, great. Thank you as always. What a wonderful show. And AB for all the help. Ilana, everybody behind the scenes. And folks, we'll be back next week with more Radio Night Live.